So I bet you didn't get a tetanus shot yesterday like I did.
I didn't.
It's 99.7 DJX. So I don't want to make this too, like, graphic. So just, I'm going to try to just skate over the, I guess,
details.
Details, maybe, yeah. Mowing yesterday, mower hits something, kicks up something, hits me in the leg, and I was like, ah, and whatever, I kept mowing. Then,
because you're a big man.
About, you know, I walk another maybe 5 feet, and I'm like, man, my leg kind of still hurts.
Uh-huh.
So I turn the mower off, I look, and there's a hole in my nylon pants.
Dang it, I like those pants!
By the way, sidebar, uh-huh. I had just gotten those pants recently,
man.
And yes,
tragic.
I was a little mad.
Yeah.
I was like, dang it!
Those are nice pants.
I'm like, so I pull it up, and I see like some sort of something sticking out of my leg.
Well, that's not good.
I know, and I was like, oh. So I pull it, and
like a broken piece of like chain link fence or
it
something?
It was like metal, and it was sticking out of my leg, and so I pull it out, and I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that was in further than I thought, and so I clean it up a little bit with Bactine, and I put a Band-Aid on it, and I go back to mowing. And I finish
again, big tough man.
I finished mowing the backyard.
Grass ain't gonna mow itself. Daddy gotta do it.
I finished mowing the backyard. My wife's out front. She's working on like flower beds and stuff like that. And so I walk out to the front. I'm getting ready to do the side yard and the front yard. And so I do this. I'm getting ready to do the side yard, and I walk over to her. I'm like, hey, by the way, I had to bandage up my leg because I pulled this, and I show her what it was, and she's like, oh my gosh. And so she's like, well, you got to get checked out, like, you know, tetanus and things like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, well,
the
yeah.
The rusty nail thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, yeah, well, I mean, I'll get to it. Yeah. And, you know, this lawn ain't going to mow itself. I was going to do it after that. And so she was like, well, you should definitely do that. And I was like, okay, cool. And so I start mowing the side yard. My wife calls me on the phone. And I pick up, and she's like, you have an appointment in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
I was like, all right.
She knew you.
She did.
She needs to take charge with these things.
I was like, to be fair, I was going to after I finished mowing the lawn.
She just helped out. She made an appointment. It's easier, so you didn't have to like just show up and like wait.
Right.
After signing in.
Right. So I go and sign in, all that. And so the lady is asking, oh, so you're here for a tetanus shot? And I'm like, yeah. And I had it with me, like the thing I pulled out of my leg. I was like, yeah, I pulled this out of my leg. She was like, ah! She goes, ah!
Listen, you're a doctor. You're supposed to be able to handle things like that.
To be fair, she was the nurse practitioner or the nurse that was there checking me in beforehand.
Well, and also, to be fair, they probably don't get a lot of those visits at the little clinic.
Right.
Normally, people have the sniffles, sore throats.
And the guy with the sniffles came out of the exam room before I went in.
They
do
a little swabby swab.
But
they prescribe you some antibiotics.
Yeah. So I go in, I sit down, and I'm talking to them, and you know, she's kind of cleaning up my leg a little bit, and she was like, and I never know how to answer this question. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the pain like? 1 being almost nothing, 10 being the worst excruciating pain you've ever felt.
Where did it land?
And I was like, ah, I don't know.
I'm in an 8. You can't really tell right now because I'm really a big, strong man. But I'm dying.
I said 3.
Oh, okay. Was it accurate?
I said.
Or did it hurt more than you were like letting on?
But I didn't know what to say. I was like, you know, I
you,
know
you
what
is judgment. She don't, I know. I don't want her to think I'm a baby.
I know what a 10 feels like.
Right.
Or I maybe know what a 10 feels like. It wasn't a 10. It probably wasn't a 5. So I was like, I don't know, maybe about a 3. And the nurse looks at me and goes, oh, you're a tough guy, huh? I was like, oh, wow, all right. Yeah, I mean, I think maybe I am all right.
I settle at a four.
Do you?
I think, yes. Yeah. If I'm a little iffy, like, it's not nothing, but I'm surviving. So I normally settle at four.
Okay. Yeah. So
that's my number.
I know. I was like, yeah, it's annoying. And honestly, like, I was training to run the mini, and now my, like, leg is
last
hurt.
Week you pulled a hammy, and I now did. This, you've been impaled.
Now this, I've been impaled by a piece of chain link fence, and so I'm like, this is just terrible. I ruined a pair of pants.
Yeah, now you have to go shopping for pants.
And so, you know, they're getting ready to give me the tetanus shot, and I'm like, you know, do you still give it in the butt? And they're like, no, your shoulder's fine. And so the nurse
says, do you want to give it in my butt? And,
wait, what'd you say?
Nope.
I just didn't hear you. I was...
No.
So the nurse is walking out, and she turns to me, and she's like, I'm going to remember that three when you're crying. No. I'm going to remember that three when you see the size of the tetanus shot needle. My. I was like, wait, are they still like this big? She's like, yep. And shuts the door. And I was like, oh, gosh. So I don't know if you've.
Wait, hold my hand.
I know. I was like, I remember getting a tetanus shot when I was a kid, and it was like a pencil getting jabbed into the back side.
I don't know if I've ever had. Was that ever required?
A tetanus shot?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
But they said the one I have is good for 10 years.
Great.
So, yeah. Anyways.
And now you can go get rabies and it's fine.
Now my butt hurts and no.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
She comes back in, your pants are half down.
I know. I'm like, all right, I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah. No, I just got it in my shoulder, but still, like, that was one of those moments where I was like, well, I wasn't anticipating needing to go to the little clinic to get a tetanus shot today.
That is a side street. You didn't know you were going to be going down? Sure.
Yep. Here we are. And so, anyways. Hopefully, it doesn't get infected. You know, it doesn't get infected.
Well, yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you're on antibiotics too.
Well, not yet.
Oh,
they just filled the prescription. I just have to pick it up still.
Okay,
I'll get around.
You
to
should
it.
Probably.
I'll get around to it.
Your wife's gonna have to go do that for you.
I'm hoping that she will actually today.
I think we're seeing through your plan. Just act incompetent. Mother wife will do it.
That's been my strategy my entire adult life. Are you kidding me? Yeah.